B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. It's a glorious Monday, and on today's show, we're going to be talking about AGDQ and how much money it raised, Lucasfilm Games returning, an old brand from back in the day, and Twitter released their 2020 gaming stats. That's what we're going to be talking about in part one, and in part two, the First Amendment. A lot of people seem to not know what it really does. Here's how it can affect you and your gaming habits.
I can't believe we have to talk about this.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about on Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news, Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey guys, we are back. It's the usual suspects now. I feel like we've been doing so much where like one person leaves, another person's back.
Well, that's how the holiday months always are. Like I feel like every radio show, podcast in the world has to deal like with either the whole cast takes an extended break or they cycle people in and out, and then you have like a full month of like guest hosts and someone's missing.
Of the B team.
The B squad. Yeah. And I mean, maybe you like the B squad, maybe you don't, but you know.
Well, to be fair, we have two A squads that we just swap around.
I mean, that's fair.
That's diplomatic of you.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Anyway, as usual, I'm joined by my co-host, Chad Callahan. Chad, how was your weekend?
You know, it was pretty good. I've been baking a lot, and I made pie crust for the first time.
I saw that.
And I'm heavily impressed with myself. However, I will say I used the new cherry pitter, and I'm going to double check. From now on, because there was definitely a cherry pit, and I almost broke a tooth, I'm pretty sure.
You have a cherry pitter?
Well, it's so you can do several at once. So instead of doing, like,
cutting
them in half.
Yeah, I understand the premise, but...
Well, when you do pies, it's very helpful to have a cherry pitter.
How often do you use cherries and things?
Well, I was planning on doing it often, but after my situation, I'm highly... Not probably going to do that anymore.
Cherries are disgusting.
Lies. Slander.
Anyway.
Overruled.
You're a Michigander. You can't say that.
Yeah, yes, I can. Uh-uh. Cherries are gross.
We are like the cherry state.
I don't care. With that said, also Callie Scales is here. Hello, Callie.
I'm doing good. I don't have a cherry pitter. I'm starting to wonder why.
You should wonder why. It's so much easier to eat cherries.
Can I use it for olives?
Probably.
Can I tell you,
I'd prefer that.
I mean, it's just
a thing.
I
like an olive pitter.
It's
like
just
that.
A thing that you just crush down and it takes whatever from the way.
You know what I did just get that's changed my life in the kitchen is one of those garlic crushers. Those are
just
the best.
Just use the flat of a knife.
No. This makes it into like something like paste
it
almost.
It minces it for you.
Just buy the pre-mint stuff.
That's garbage.
It's way better
it's in juice
if you do it
and stuff.
That.
I'm joking. That's disgusting.
I was like, what are you crazy?
The bouginess
has left you.
Yeah, I was like, you can have the pre-minced garlic for like emergencies, but if you're planning a meal, no. You buy your garlic, you peel it, and you crush it.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, how many people do you think who listen to this show know how to cook or care about what a cherry
10%.
Is?
Oh, okay, I see.
Well, so 1 out of 10.
Cooking with cherries? I don't think very many people cook with cherries.
Oh,
I think everyone cooks with garlic. I think everyone cooks with garlic.
0 out of 10.
100% of recipes use garlic. That's a fact. Even cherry pie.
You know what? I'm going to agree.
Yeah, there you go.
This show started off so stupid.
Right.
Anyway,
it kind of has to.
With that said, here's what's happening in the world of video games. Just to reiterate, pie.
I forgot this isn't the Great British Bake Off show.
All right, so first and foremost, we're going to talk a little bit about AGDQ, Awesome Games Done Quick. We mentioned a couple times last week. It has now officially wrapped up. They raised $2.75 million.
In a pandemic.
In a pandemic year for the Prevent Cancer Foundation, which is just... absolutely awesome. I don't believe it was their record number, but again, pandemic. Lots of people who would normally be donors are, you know, trying to eat.
Yeah. So. No, this is really awesome news, and I'm happy to see that they were able to raise that much, even in the pandemic years, even in the midst of a coup, even in the midst of so much stuff happening in real life. There were people who took the time out to watch and to donate to AGDQ, so I want to thank... everybody out there who donated, everybody who watched the stream, because it is really one of the best charity streams out there.
It is. And if you didn't get a chance to watch it, most of the VODs for every one of those runs are available over at their YouTube channel. And I do highly recommend
what was the run you liked the most, Callie?
The Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order speed run was done in about an hour and a half.
How?
That, right? It's so good.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, an hour and a half to crank through Jedi Fallen Order.
Now I have a mission.
It took me like an hour just to figure out where I was on Dathomir.
It's awesome. I really, really enjoyed that speedrun, so I would check that out. Speaking of Star Wars, by the way, an ancient name.
Ancient.
From years past has
it's
resurfaced.
It's old and anxious.
It is old
ancient.
And no, you're right. Anxious is another one. Lucasfilm Games, the predecessor of LucasArts,
yep.
The predecessor of, what does it go under by these days? I don't even remember.
I don't
EA,
know.
I don't know.
Disney.
Yeah. Lucasfilm Games, the brand, has been resurrected to handle all games within the Star Wars universe.
So here's what I hope this does, and I think this is a mostly positive thing.
Yeah.
What I hope this does is this allows that studio to, for the most part, operate independently from everything else. And when I say that is I hope that the Lucasfilm Games brand or house, if you will,
yeah.
has its own leadership, its own decision-making abilities, its own, to a certain extent,
I still know it's the
house of mouse.
I understand. I'm just saying I completely agree with that sentiment. Yeah. I hope that's what it would be, too. My guess is that it's going to be a shiny new stamp that goes on every Star Wars product.
Well, obviously, what it is anyway.
I think that's all it's going to be.
Star Wars right now is heavily EA, right?
EA owns the license.
The
Star
license.
Wars games,
the
yeah.
license. So are they losing the license now?
I don't believe so. That would be much bigger news, I think,
okay,
if that was the case.
Yeah, you're right. Because I was just trying to understand, why?
I mean, the thing is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure if that deal is exclusive. I'm not sure.
That's
if,
just a license.
I'm not sure
product.
If they are the only people who can make Star Wars games.
Yeah, I think this is just meant to be a tent brand for all Star Wars games.
So, what
products.
That could tell me is that there may be a possibility that another developer or publisher could be looking at making some Star Wars games because that way you'll put it all under one thing and you don't have to say, but EA made that. And
or
they didn't.
It's they're trying the Microsoft route and they're like, we want to own all Star Wars everything ever.
Well, I mean, listen, even if a new developer does come along, I'm sure EA will just buy them too. Looking at you, Respawn.
Well, I'm not just saying EA. I'm
so
thinking Disney.
I did want to check this out. As far as I see, the deal is exclusive to EA so far. But we don't know when that renewal is going to be coming up. Apparently, there were conversations about a license renewal back in 2020.
Yep.
Might be the end of EA, maybe moving into something new.
Exactly. So that's what if I had to put the tinfoil hat on.
Yeah.
If I had to put the tinfoil hat on, they may be saying, of course, you can still make the games, but exclusivity, we're not sure about.
Hey, no one would be happier than me, but
I would love it. Yeah. I would love it. But again, that is complete speculation. I want to put that out there. Complete speculation. But I hope that's what this means.
All right, well, in addition to banning presidents, Twitter has also released their gaming stats for 2020.
Yeah,
and
Chad,
what do you got for us?
Well, we have the most tweeted about video games, and the first one's pretty obvious. Like, if you want to take a guess, you want to...
Fork Knife.
I would have guessed Among
that's
Us.
That's in there.
Minecraft.
No, it's the biggest game of 2020, in my opinion.
Among Us.
No.
Fall Guys. Cyberpunk.
Animal Crossing.
Oh.
It was literally the game that took over for about 6 months out of the year.
I mean,
and
it was,
keep in mind,
wrong,
it's also the thing, this is encompassing all of 2020, not just the tail end, which is Among Us and Cyberpunk.
Okay,
yeah,
good point.
I should have guessed something from earlier in the year. You're right.
Animal Crossing. But the second one kind of threw me for a loop, and it is Fate Grand Order is number two most tweeted about game.
Man, we really do control the industry, don't they?
Oh, you are not aware.
I know how much that anime is very popular. I watch it, or maybe not the Grand Order, but I've seen some of them.
Yeah.
I've watched at least the first two seasons.
Keep it for real. Keep it funky. You've read hentai of Fate
Grand
Order.
I don't. The hentai thing creeps me out, but that's fair. But the third one also
gives
me a shock.
Tune in next week when we'll review Bible Black.
I don't know what this next one is, but it's a Disney product.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Go ahead.
It's a Disney product, but I'm thinking it's probably it's Japanese because it's got JP at the end. Is Twisted Wonderland?
Yeah, anyone... sounds JP.
Well, Twisted Wonderland, is that going to be another Alice like spin-off game? What the hell is Twisted Wonderland?
No idea.
I feel like I'm so bad at my job, I should know these
things. It's a mobile game.
But also on here are the obvious Final Fantasy, Fortnite, Ensemble Stars, Knives Out, Genshin Impact, Apex Legends makes number 9, which I was actually a little shocked about, and Identity 5, which is also looks like it's a very Japanese
game. We also got to remember that Japan and China, well, not China because they can't use Twitter, but Japan and Korea are also huge video game markets that also, you know, tweet a lot. Yeah. So there are games that will not be necessarily in the Anglosphere that are popular. But I'm curious, there was a ton of topics in terms of the most games that people were tweeting the most about. So what are some other games and categories that they had in this study?
Well, they had the most tweeted about gaming personalities, and this is where you're exactly right. This is not just the U.S., so we got to get out of our headspace here, because the number one...
It's all going to be like Korean stands.
No. It's the opposite. What's the biggest language outside of the Chinese of all time that's like most widespread?
Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is number one. I don't know how to pronounce it properly, so I'm sorry. Ibaianos.
Yeah.
He is number one most tweeted about gaming personality. Ruby U5 is number two. Jacksepticeye, Ninja,
that makes sense.
Pokimane, Tim the Tatman, Bad Boy Halo, Techno the Pig, George Not Found, and number 10, Corpse Husband, which he's like, I feel like he is only number 10 because he came in at the
late,
tail
late
end.
Of the year, yeah.
He probably would be number one if it wasn't, if Among Us came out earlier. I 100% believe it.
Yeah. No, I think this is really interesting. Obviously, Japan, the United States, and Korea are the top three gaming tweeting countries.
I believe that.
Not surprised. And
I mean, obviously, China would be on there if they could use Twitter.
They could use Twitter.
Yeah.
And I just briefly want to go over the most tweeted about esports teams. Number one being FaZe Clan. Number two being G2 Esports. Three being MIBR. Four being Fnatic. And number five, Pain Gaming Brazil.
Wow.
Yeah.
So MIBR, I mean, South America, well represented on there.
Listen, I really think that's the next frontier in esports where we really see the energy finally get there, especially in Brazil.
I mean, you even see Furia as number 8 and Flamengo Esports as number 9. So they're clearly getting some representation here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we're going to slightly continue a conversation from last week because there have been a lot of developments in the tech world and even in the gaming world about the First Amendment. A lot of people have been deplatformed, for lack of a better term.
And if you have a Parler account, oh boy,
get ready. With that said, that's going to be the conversation. So stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Norris Howard here alongside Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. If you haven't had the chance to check it out over the last semester, this week, Checkpoint On Campus is coming back, so if you want to find out all of the latest in college esports with the semester starting back up, make sure you guys hit the website, checkpointxp.com, and hit that On Campus tab and get all of the cool news happening in the college esports scene.
And there's a new social media if you go to @OnCampusEsports.
There
so
you go.
Follow us all there.
Norris, before we get into this topic, would you mind if I set the stage a little bit?
Of course.
All right. So just before we get into this topic, talking about the First Amendment and social media platforms, I just wanted to say that after our episode on Friday, we heard loud and clear from the Stick to Vidya Games crowd.
Yeah.
And may we offer you our rebuttal?
Sure.
And to be fair, those people...
Off.
Those people are people who clearly have never listened to us before.
Never.
Clearly, you've never responded to us before, just found us out of hate. Yeah. Just well, looking for something to argue.
It's because we talked about the president, the leader of the free world, being deplatformed from social media. I'm sorry, that's news everywhere.
Well, at the same time,
news everywhere.
It wasn't the post in general. I just posted it for the sake of news.
Right.
Caught it as it happened. And so I was like, this needs to be spread around. You know, this happened. This actually happened. And everyone had to put their political, stamp on it. And I understand why. But
I don't.
I do to a degree because, like, yes, it is political, but at the same time, it was an actual news moment.
Well, let me, before we get too sidetracked with this, let me just say this, okay? Chad, I understand what you're saying, like, you understand why people get their political things. We're talking about the president, obviously.
Right.
I get it. The stick to video games crowd.
Yeah.
That's the part that sticks in my craw.
This is our lives.
All right? So beyond that, it's just our lives, okay? You are an idiot. Literally, a new kind of fool if you think politics does not affect how you play video games. First of all, enjoy your blazing fast private industry internet. That had to be a political decision.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the fact that when you are free to be able to import a region-free console. There's a trade agreement that had to happen to allow that, okay? You can play games in multiple languages if you feel like. A decision was made to allow you to do that. There's this concept in gaming that we could keep politics separate from this hobby that we have, and it is simply stupid.
Listen, the only people who get to tell me not to talk about politics is my boss, and it will be my last day here when they do. That's the truth of it.
Yeah.
I agree. We're a gaming show. That's where we start and that's where we end. But when the world is burning down, we gotta point and say, oh my God, the world is burning
down.
But
here's the thing. Let's say the people who listen to this, hardcore esports fans, right?
For sure.
People love esports. Every year, and well, not 2020 because nobody could do anything.
Yeah. Right.
But every year, without fail, there is always a esports athlete who has visa issues.
Athletic visa is a political issue.
Visas are a political issue. If you have an administration that is anti-immigration, guess what? Your favorite player coming in from the LEC is going to have a much harder time getting into the country. Maybe not the LEC, maybe the LCK.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a much harder time getting into the country. So this concept that esports and video games are somehow inherently separate from politics is stupid. I digress.
Well, that and how many of you listeners play both Valorant and League of Legends? Yeah,
I do.
How many times have we worried that we wouldn't be able to play any Riot game because of the whole Tencent issue?
Because, oh God. Because politics.
Yeah.
Exactly. 100%. So that's how when people say stick to video games, we are. We're talking about the bigger grand scope of what's happening in the world so we could bring it back to this little funnel that we like to play video games.
All right. With that said, Norris, take us into the topic.
Yes. So the topic at hand, obviously, we're talking about the president being deplatformed from Twitter as well as Facebook and Shopify.
I can't believe the president was on Shopify.
MAGA hats.
Well, the merch.
They're
right, no longer allowing his merch to be sold.
Didn't I see he was on Pinterest?
Yep. All of that.
Well,
no,
I guess
Spotify,
you got to go where your audience
is. No Spotify, no Pinterest, no nothing.
I did see Spotify on there.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird, man. But anyway, so literally the leader of the free world has been deplatformed from multiple forms of social media.
Yeah.
And obviously there's backlash to that. People saying it's a slippery slope, which again, I see where they're coming from. But I wanted to bring this within the context of gaming because there have been, a number of more controversial and, let's be honest, more right-leaning content creators that have also been deplatformed. I think of somebody like The Quartering, for instance, who has said he's going to make an account on Parler. Anyway, we'll get to
how long ago was Alex Jones deplatformed?
Oof.
Oh, was that 2020 or was that 2019?
2019.
I don't know. Time's a construct, maybe.
I believe 2019. Crazily enough, Alex Jones was the voice of reason at last Wednesday's events, but I digress.
What a scary crowd.
But
maybe the frogs are gay.
But the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because there seems to be a fundamental misunderstanding amongst a lot of people as to what the First Amendment protects you from. And we talk to a lot of people who are content creators, who are active on social media, who are people who are in the gaming sphere that have opinions. And you know what? You're entitled to those opinions. You are entitled to those opinions. Here's what I would like to preface this conversation with. None of the platforms you express those opinions on belong to you. None of them. Not one. Not Facebook, not Twitter, not nothing. The only thing that belongs to you is the public street that you pay taxes on. You can stand in that street and yell all you want. Seriously. But
yeah.
To a degree.
To a degree. Again, limits.
Yeah. Limit.
But you cannot go on Twitter and espouse hatred or incite violence, or Twitch, or YouTube.
So says the terms of service, baby.
So says that long-ass document that nobody reads.
Yep.
You can't do it.
Everyone agrees to it. Nobody reads it.
You can't do it. It says it there. And at the bare minimum, all of these platforms reserve the right to kick off and add whoever they feel like.
Yep.
They could just not like you.
And here's the thing, too. Like, a lot of people coming out and saying, like, you know, social media has become such a mainstay of society that to remove someone from it, you know, unfairly silences them. And here's my response to that. If you are out there actively campaigning for the concept that they should function more like a utility, and at the same time supported the administration that is pushing to end net neutrality, you're kind of arguing both ends.
You can't have it both ways.
You can't either. Internet needs to become publicly owned, publicly owned, or it has to go the other way. It has to all be privately owned. You can't have both.
You can't have both. You can't have both. And again, this goes back to when we talk about gaming.
Hey, by the way, even publicly owned things, like if I...
Like the library.
If I go in and pee on all the books, they're going to take my library card away.
Yeah. You can't go back. They'll have a picture
Stop
of you.
Stop urinating on books.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big old sign.
Excuse me, ma'am. Please stop pissing on the books.
But it's a Trump biography. Never
sir,
mind.
Sir.
You know what?
Sir, we know it's called Dickens. We know that's who wrote it, but you can't do that.
But knock it off.
But anyway, but the point still stands, and I want to bring this back into the gaming realm, because do you guys remember in 2019, 2020, the early parts of last year and from the middle to the end of 2019, where there was these huge, huge controversies on Dr. Disrespect essentially being deplatformed.
Oh, I miss
from
when
Twitch.
That was the controversy we had.
Remember
to deal
when
with?
That was the controversy?
That was much more fun.
We talked about just the whole concept of content creators, big umbrella of who ultimately is the arbiter of this information. And at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to sound like a corporate shill, but the reality is the reality. Dr. Disrespect, they didn't have to give a reason as to why they got rid of him. And people got online and beat the drum of, they need to tell us why Dr. Disrespect was banned. No. Was there a crime? If there was no crime committed, then he needs to be able to remain on that platform.
No, it is their right to remove him. Just like it's your right to boycott the platform when they do. That's your power.
Yep.
You get to do that one.
But there are moments in time where a person, company, platform, whatever, says the juice is not worth the squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe that's what Twitch saw. I think in the case of Dr. Disrespect, I think Twitch may have saw it and said, you know what, this guy has a controversy every 6 months. We got to explain all this shit as to why he's allowed back, why he's not allowed back.
We probably should have banned him 3 years and 340 days ago, but
right,
we
probably should have banned him for this or that XYZ. And you know what? The juice is no longer worth the squeeze. We got to get rid of him. That's what Twitter and the rest of these platforms have done with our current president. They have said the potential loss of seeing revenue dollars, ad buyers, users, all these people leave the platform en masse because this one person is there, it wasn't worth it to them.
Yeah. And like, all of the platforms did so except for Parler, which in the most literal possible definition was cut from the herd and left to die.
No, listen, Parler blew its own brains out. This is what happened. Parler thought they had a market, and that market was going to be the right wing.
That market was radioactive.
Right? That's what happens when your market upends itself. And ostensibly, Parler no longer exists.
Now,
in a span of 48 hours,
yeah,
life came at them fast as fuck.
Like, and listen, I'll go ahead and say this for the people who are on the other side of it. The idea that in 48 hours, Apple, Google, Amazon, most ISPs,
all of your legal teams, all of your ad buyers,
your internet hosting, your ad buyers, everyone cut you off and just like gone. That's a scary amount of like connectivity and power that can be like that could be utilized in very bad ways.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, if it's going to ever be utilized, no one's more deserving.
Well, and it's
go to hell, Parler.
But it's because it's one of those things where you sit back and you say, yes, these tech companies have immense power. In the same sense that, you know, people talk about EA and other big developers, Epic, and talk about all this power they have to move the industry where they want. And, you know, because I'm constantly trying to bring this back to gaming because I'm trying to illustrate to you guys how important this is that you understand this. Because people right now are going online saying really stupid things and jeopardizing not just their livelihoods, their reputations. They're jeopardizing their relationships with their families. They're jeopardizing their freedom because some of these people are about to go to jail.
Yeah. I mean, we saw a lot of them go to jail.
They are not just going to jail.
Not just the I'm talking about there will be a lot of people who have posted some wild shit on Parler.
Oh, yeah.
That's about to come to the light.
By the way.
And they're going to be in trouble.
That massive hack that just happened on Parler, the GPS data on everyone who posted a video or a picture from the Capitol building or from that riot.
You at risk.
Your GPS data is out there.
Attached
to your driver's license photo. I would contact a lawyer.
Right now.
If it's me and I'm you, contact a lawyer.
Yeah.
Now.
And again, gamers, putting this out there, because I know some of you are on Parler.
We watched one of you get mistaken for like Antifa or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gamers, I know you're out there, and we know you fall through all different sorts of political leanings and ideologies. But again, in plain words, the First Amendment does not protect you from getting kicked off of Twitter,
nope,
Twitch, YouTube, whatever.
The First Amendment says the government cannot restrict your speech. And even then, there's exceptions to that. No, you cannot yell fire in a movie theater.
Nope.
You cannot do that. No, you cannot hire someone to kill somebody.
Nope.
Because all speech is not protected.
Nope.
Those are things you can't do. And as it turns out, with the impeachment being put forward today, you also can't incite a mob.
No.
You can't do those things.
You can't do them. So gamers, please, I implore you, use a little known skill that I've learned very early in life. It's called shutting the fuck up. Sometimes doing that may save you a world of trouble. That's going to be the show today. I love you all. Even those of you who I disagree with, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
I may be disappointed in you, but I still
love
you.
You know, and I will say that we've had a couple people reach out to us thanking us for Friday's conversation on both sides.
Yep, on both
sides. So I'm appreciative of those people who came to us and said,
absolutely,
thank you for having the conversation. I don't necessarily agree with you, but
listen.
Thank you for having it.
We will always have the conversation.
Always.
That's what it's for.
Always.
That's what the show is for.
Yep. That's what we're here for. And again, guys, please, everybody out there, be safe. This is a really crazy time, not just because of the coup. Coronavirus is still very much so a thing. And last Wednesday was an ultra spreader event. So make sure that you guys continue to protect yourself. It's real. Please wear a mask. Please don't see your family if you don't have to. But the bigger thing here that I want everybody to remember is the fact that you are not 100% anonymous on the internet, guys. Okay?
Those days are over.
Those days are over. That's going to be the show for Callie Scales and for Chad Callahan. I am your host, Norris Howard. I promise that if nothing crazy happens, we will try our best to make an all video game episode.
Yeah, tomorrow I have a very good feeling.
I have a good feeling we'll be able to talk about all video games.
Wednesday, but, maybe not.
But who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. That's going to be it. Bye, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.